Tapes are rolling. I need to start by getting you to state your name and your title.
My name is Kerry Prickett. I'm a practicing pharmacist here in Alabama. I am currently serving as president-elect of the Alabama Pharmacy Association, which is a volunteer position.
Okay, great. Now, I'm going to, in some of my questions, I'll be referring to things as if this is airing tomorrow because the BHMPs, actually both of them will air tomorrow, so don't be thrown when I say on Wednesday or
okay,
something
sure.
like that. Okay. Your organization is launching a massive effort to warn citizens about the dangers of importing prescription drugs from Canada and other places. What's your concern about importing?
That's a good question. I have to admit, until I delved into the issues and really looked close, I did not know how dangerous it was. First of all, I get to make several points. One, right now it's an illegal activity. As an association, we are opposed to the legal importation of prescription drugs from foreign countries. And the reason why, I'll need to make several points to get it all across, but both the Bush and Clinton administrations, the FDA, the DEA, law enforcement officials, both Canadian and United States pharmaceutical boards, the American equivalent would be the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy, all of these people have been opposed to the legalization of importation of drugs, and the main reason is for safety concerns. We can all appreciate the need to lower health care costs. That's an issue that as pharmacists, we face every single day, and we see these patients that have a hard time purchasing their medications. But jeopardizing the health and safety of Americans is not the way to go about doing it. And an example of what they have found, the FDA did a surprise raid on a internet site in Canada. And this actual site was actually, I think, a mailing site where they're actually mailing out the prescriptions, and they found that 90% of the medications did not meet U.S. standards. And by that, I mean several things. The product could have been counterfeit. The product could have been contaminated. The product could have been subpotent. It could have been superpotent. The product could not have been, may have not been labeled properly. The product may have not been stored properly. Let's say it's something that required refrigeration and it was not refrigerated. All of these can pose serious health concerns on the American public. One thing that a lot of people are not aware of is that the Canadian market actually purchases 2% of the worldwide prescription volume. The United States has 50% of that market. It is impossible for Canada to be able to supply the American market with the amount of medications that we need. As a result, in Canada, it's put a strain on their legitimate pharmacies, those pharmacies that are serving their communities. They've had a problem getting drug. One of the questions we've gotten has been, well, if the drug is safe in Canada, why is it suddenly not safe in America? Well, the reason is because they cannot get enough drug, they're going to other foreign countries to get the product. They're going to countries like India, China, Pakistan, Argentina, Brazil. And this is when these contaminated products are entering the market. The World Health Organization gave an estimate that as much as 6 to 10% of all the pharmaceuticals in the world are counterfeit. They said that this percentage increases as much as up to 70% in some of the third world countries. Some of the counterfeiting that has been going on has actually been linked to terrorist activity. Maybe as a way of funding their actions, it's a very lucrative field for them or for anybody involved in the counterfeiting. The Food and Drug Administration for years has guaranteed the safety and efficacy of the drugs that Americans take. If you bypass the standards that the Food and Drug Administration have set up to ensure the safety and efficacy of the products, and you no longer have FDA oversight, that's when these type products enter the market and you have a major healthcare problem.
Is there a distinction for you between importation of drugs and reimportation of drugs? Because I know some of the drugs that Americans do get from Canada are drugs that were produced by U.S. companies and then exported to Canada and then brought back in.
Yes, I would say there is a distinction. One of the problems, that we see in that area is that it still opens the door for diversion to take place. Anytime you add another step in the process, then it's easy for drugs to be diverted. And a good example of this would be in the past couple of years, America has sent a lot of AIDS drugs to Africa because of the AIDS crisis they have there, and they got them at very good prices. Well, experts have said they know a lot of that product did not stay in Africa. It went to other markets because of the profit potential they had in reselling the drug. It also could easily get in the hands of counterfeiters. So it's a concern. It's a safety concern, and that is the bottom line issue. It's safety is what we're concerned about. And even in Canada, we had a pharmacist from Manitoba today helping us out with our kickoff, and she had some very good points, and she had some of the same concerns that we have, and that is that we try to maintain a triad of care. As long as you have the pharmacist, the patient, and the physician all involved in managing that patient's medications, then you're more likely to ensure that the patient gets a good outcome and that they're taken care of. But when you start ordering drugs over the internet, particularly chronic medications, those are the patients that need the most health care. And yet our health care system becomes so fragmented that it's hard to know what's going on. If they have an adverse event, is it due to a counterfeit drug? Is it due to a subpotent drug? Or is it just their condition? You know, it just opens the door for a lot of questions.
Springfield, Massachusetts is the only other U.S. town that's importing drugs in addition to Montgomery. And when I interviewed the mayor of Springfield last year, he said, you know, I am not convinced that there's a safety issue. I think that's a ruse of the pharmaceutical industry, which just doesn't want the competition. He said, in fact, I have a son who's got a chronic medical condition. We import his drugs from Canada. Would I give my son dangerous drugs? No way.
That's a good point. And what I would say to him, again, is that listen to what the experts have to say. These are not pharmaceutical companies making these statements. This is the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy, who has no ties at all to the pharmaceutical industry. This is the Food and Drug Administration, which has no ties to the pharmaceutical industry as far as financial input, that type of a tie. The DEA, law enforcement experts, all of these people agree that it's a safety issue. And I would just encourage him to look at the facts and give it careful review. I think this whole situation has been so politicized that it has been difficult to determine what the truth is. And that's why we have launched this campaign in cooperation with the FDA. And several states have already done this same campaign. And the whole purpose is to give both sides of the issue and let people see the facts.
On Wednesday, the chief executive of CVS Pharmacy broke with others in the industry. He publicly called for temporarily legalizing imports on prescription drugs. He said in a testimony before a government panel that millions of Americans already import drugs from Canada because they can't afford to buy them here, and that the government needs to face up to that fact and not look the other way. A pretty strong statement from the leader of one of the nation's largest drugstores. Do you think that the Bush administration and Republican leaders in Congress are going to have their hand forced on this issue?
That's a good question. I think that they feel political pressure. I think because it has been made such a political issue, and we are in an election year, and the cost of drugs has been made a very important issue over the past several years. So I feel like they face the political pressure to do something. But at the same time, I would have to tell them, you know, is it worth jeopardizing the welfare, the health and safety of Americans just to save a few dollars? I think one of the economic impacts of this that a lot of people fail to think about is that you may save money on the front end. with some cheaper drugs from foreign countries. But when you're dealing with counterfeit product or subpotent product or contaminated products, then you increase other health care costs, increase in hospitalizations, increase in emergency care, the increase in the legitimate medicinal expenditures other than what you're already taking. We have to go back to the fact that there are other avenues out there to save money. The use of generic drugs is a great way to save money. Over the next 1 to 2 years, a number of patented branded products are scheduled to go off patent. That will open the market for a lot of new generics to come on to the market that will help Americans out. And I encourage people, when they have a hard time affording their medications, to look at or call their pharmacist. Hopefully they have a relationship with their pharmacist. We help patients every day come up with some solutions. If they can't afford their medicine, we pick up the phone and call their doctor and say, you know, this, if there is an alternative, we say, this is an alternative. This patient can't afford this medication. Would you be willing to allow them to take this? And I don't recall ever being told no. There are options out there. The Medicare reform bill that is scheduled to go into effect in 2006, and I know there's still a lot of issues to be dealt with regarding that bill, but that is a step in the right direction, or a step in a direction to find a solution to the healthcare, the cost of healthcare in our country.
You say this has become a political issue, but it is indeed a fiscal issue. And I know that the mayor's office in Montgomery has said that their drug importation program for city employees saves about $500,000 a year. And now, you know what a difficult budget situation we have in this state right now, and in the cities of this state. What do you say to the mayor who says, I can save a half million a year?
I say, listen to the experts. Listen to what they say about the dangers of reimportation of prescription drugs. Is it worth jeopardizing the health and safety of the citizens of your city just to save some money? Look at the alternatives. I think Asheville, North Carolina, is a wonderful example. 4 to 5 years ago, I believe that is the correct time frame, they established a program where they paid pharmacists for interventions, and the interventions were began with diabetes, and I believe now they do hyperlipidemia and maybe even asthma. The city found that the cost of drugs increased. However, their overall health care expenditures decreased because patients were taking their medicines properly. They were getting counseled on the proper way to use their medications. Pharmacists were helping them find answers to their problems. And in the long run, they have saved money. It's been a very successful program. They didn't go to a foreign country to do this. They did it right there in Asheville, North Carolina. And I would encourage cities like Montgomery and Springfield to look at those types of options. And the issue of being able to afford medications for low-income Americans, there are lots of programs out there to help them. Almost all, I believe all of the major manufacturers have patient assistance programs. And if your income is low enough, you will qualify and will get free drug. So there are avenues out there to help people.
I want to go back just for a moment to the announcement today by the CVS chairman. Do you think that his announcement today, let me rephrase that, do you think that his announcement yesterday will compromise your campaign or the mission that you're on?
Well, that's hard to say. I'm sure it does. It's not a positive step for us. However, I think about a month ago, the FDA commissioned, Tommy Thompson commissioned a task force with the Food and Drug Administration to really look into the issues, and they have not released their report yet, and we're looking forward to hearing what they have to say after examining the issues even more closely than has already been done.
Okay. What can consumers here in Alabama expect to see from your campaign over the coming weeks?
Hopefully they will hear and see hear information on shows like this, on news stories about the dangers of importing prescription drugs. Over 700 pharmacies in Alabama have been mailed packets of information that pharmacists can hand out. It's a direct pharmacist-to-consumer campaign. to help them see the dangers that are out there.
Don't you think at some level that some consumers may equate pharmacies and pharmacists with pharmaceutical companies and think to themselves, those big drug companies trying to get more money?
That has not been my experience. I have found that most of our patients realized that I had no control over the cost of the product that I was selling to them. That has not been my experience at all.
Okay. That's all my questions. Anything you'd like to add that I didn't ask?
I would just like to just encourage people to really think about the safety aspect of importing prescription drugs. There is enough evidence out there to confirm that there is a danger associated with the use of imported medications. And to further extend that, a few people have asked, well, where are the casualties? Where are the people that have been harmed by the imports of prescription drugs? And our answer to that is it's very difficult to quantify. There have been some reports of problems and a few deaths that have been reported, but we don't anticipate seeing those type of reports. What we anticipate is seeing down the line, 6 months to a year to 2 years, if someone has been taking a medication that is subpotent or even counterfeit, then their problems are not going to show up until months down the road, and that's when we're going to have a serious problem, and it's going to be very difficult to determine what the root cause of the problem is. Is it the drug? Is it the condition of the patient? It's going to be very hard because our healthcare system, as it is, will have been compromised.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time, Mr. Prickett. I appreciate it.
Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.